I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We reported not so long ago about cruise ships plying through the waters of the Arctic Ocean, now that lots of icebergs have melted and no longer pose a threat to the boats. That's one of the very few positive signs of ice melt due to global warming. But ice is melting at such an unprecedented rate that we could actually push past a number of tipping points that would be irreversible and have huge impacts on life across the planet. That's what a newly released study tells us. It's the Arctic Resilience Report, and it's the work of 6 universities, the Arctic Council, and 11 research organizations. Fiona Harvey is The Guardian's environment correspondent. She's been looking at the report. What tipping points is the report referring to, Fiona?
The report records at least 19 potential tipping points, and some of these are very serious for the whole of the world, not just the Arctic. For instance, the melting of sea ice in the Arctic actually contributes to warming in itself. So what happens is that you've got the ice cap, which at the moment reflects a lot of the heat back out to space. The heat of the sun is reflected back out to space because of the snow and the ice. And when that snow and ice cover disappears, what happens is that the sea surrounding the ice cap is darker than the snow and ice, and so it absorbs heat. So you get this sort of feedback mechanism whereby the darker sea absorbs more heat and that melts more ice. And in turn, that creates more dark sea, which melts more ice, and so on in a spiral. This has the potential to create a runaway form of global warming that it will be very, very difficult to stop.
It sounds like what you're saying is ice melt actually accelerates climate change. And does it go at an exponential rate at that point? I mean, how fast is the rate of change at the moment in the Arctic?
Some of these things are unknowable because we haven't been in this situation before in the entire experience of human civilization. In the Arctic at the moment, temperatures are about 20 degrees above where they would normally be at this time of year. And if you think about it, 20 degrees is huge.
So a change of 20 degrees Celsius, that's over 50 degrees Fahrenheit. That's extraordinary.
That's not just a minor fluctuation. That's not within the bounds of what is normal variation from year to year. That is what scientists have been calling to us, way off the charts. It's simply out of our experience. We need to understand that the problem is going ever more urgent.
Fiona, we keep getting reports like this one from any number of respected research organizations that say the same thing. Things are or will be irreversible. Humans are responsible for this. How many more reports have to come out before people actually feel the urgency?
I'd love to know. There are good signs at the moment, however. We have reasons to be cheerful. For a start, the rate at which we are pouring greenhouse gases into the atmosphere appears to have stabilized for the past 3 years. So the amount of carbon that we put into the atmosphere last year was the same as the year before and the year before that. That is significant because hopefully what it means is that our carbon release, our carbon production into the atmosphere is leveling off. And that needs to happen as soon as possible so that then we can bring down the amount of carbon that we release into the atmosphere each year.
Fiona Harvey, The Guardian's environment correspondent. Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.